featured on March 29th, a wonderful writer, her name is Suzanne Owens.
Thank you, Ellen. I thought everybody would be weeping tonight because this is our last time here, but I guess not, because we'll be somewhere else very soon. I left with the two books that I wasn't going to read from because they were sitting on the table by my purse. So the books I was really going to read from, you will not hear those poems tonight. What you're going to hear isn't my choice, really. But this is a Wascana review, and it's called Rapid Appearance on Mirrors and Moons, and it's about when I first went to New York City from Toronto, and sort of settled in and never left. The pond I sit beside seems spacious, grand, if you've never seen a lake. A shaded pool seems deep if you can't see beneath to sand. Stem cut, rootless, shut in the afternoon, a water lily glides on the surface. A jet screams above. It's far away, that city. And like a tiny worm in space, I swing down on my single web one day. Water bugs collide on glass, concrete. You are there. We meet, two among millions, like a rash, like rose thorns grow oblique. Deceptive windows mirror fluid suns. At night I walk on dew grass beaded moons. In the morning I find poisonous mushrooms. And this one's a short poem, got into Envoy. 86, so you know how old these poems are. The apple. I peel away my skin, it unwinds, a part of myself sliced, mirrored on a knife. I want to leave exposed the white wet of my core. Someday, I will throw the toughened skin away over my left shoulder. When it finally falls down, will it form a letter? I'm afraid nobody will be there to decipher. Thanks.
Thank you, Suzanne. Let's have another hand for Suzanne. So it's a